Hello, welcome back to another episode of Talk Mode. My name's Wahab, I'm back again, ready to dive deep. Today we're not just talking about goals, we're talking about goal review. Now remember way back at the beginning of the year, in January, or whenever you set your goals, we talked about crushing it in 2024. Well, buckle up, because it's time to see if we've walked the walk or just talked the talk. Did we conquer our objectives or succumb to the siren song of procrastination? For this Q1 review, I'm going to use the same system we discussed back then. We're going to break down the goals I set into the bite-sized pieces, so we'll look at the quarter objective. For each goal, I'll discuss what the objective was, what my actual result was, and then some of the lessons I learned along the way that might apply to the next three quarters. So let's grab the metaphorical magnifying glass and dissect my Q1 performance. Goal 1, the tenacious 10 kilos. Alright, so let's address the elephant in the room, or that extra slice of cake on my plate. I set out to shed 10 glorious kilos by the end of the year. So here's the deal, breaking it down quarterly meant aiming for a cool 2.5 odd kilos in the first 3 months. So, did I do it? Well, truth be told, I kind of failed this one. Honestly though, if you're talking about the truth, I absolutely failed this one. We didn't even get close to the 2.5 kilos. In fact, we kind of fell in the opposite direction. And I want to say the scales showing I'm up about 1 kilo, which is kind of fucked up, but it does get better. So what lessons have I learned? Well, excuses are comfy, but they don't burn calories. I need to tighten up my daily routine, maybe squeeze in an extra walk or two, and plus need to learn how to portion control. It's a real thing, man. Right. Goal number 2, the podcast powerhouse. So, next up is my podcasting ambitions. I aim to crank out an episode a week, consistently feeding your audio cravings. So how'd I fare? Well, if you've been listening, it's been a success. I managed to stay on track, delivering a fresh podcast episode every single week. I'm not gonna lie, man, this feels fucking amazing. It's a testament to the dedication and planning those recording sessions in advance. So what lessons have I learned there? Well, consistency is key. And when I set a schedule and stick to it, magic happens. Or at least entertaining audio content does, I hope. Goal number 3, the great outdoors. So let's talk about my desire to reconnect with nature. I crave some more outdoor time, breathing in some fresh air, soaking up some sunshine. Well, what's the verdict? I'm going to call this a partial victory. I did manage to squeeze in some extra walks. But truth is, the weather's crap and life gets busy. So sometimes the sofa held more appeal than the rain. So what lessons have I learned here? Well, I need to start scheduling more of these outdoor adventures, but treat them like important meetings rather than afterthoughts. And maybe I could even, you know, keep a bag packed, so if the camping bug grabs me, I can just head out straight away without any barriers. Okay, so let's keep this Q1 review train rolling. We tackled some weight loss, podcasting, consistency, and reconnecting with nature. So now let's dive in some other goals that might be more common and see how we truly fared. Goal number 4, kicking the vape to the curb. Now, there was New Year's resolution for me to finally ditch the vape and maybe conquer smoking altogether. But what happened? Did I become a beacon of clean lungs and minty fresh breath? Well, the jury's still deliberating that one. There's definitely been some victories here. About a whole month with no vape, no cigarettes, nothing. But unfortunately, some major cravings and moments of weakness caught up to me. So at the moment, I am smoking at the time of recording. But you know what? We can change that and we start again. What lessons did I learn from this? Well, quitting any habit is a battle, and the willpower needs backup. I might need to explore some additional strategies, maybe look at using the app, quit smoking app more effectively. Goal number five, becoming a bookworm. Well, next up is my quest to conquer the world of non-fiction. The goal was to devour 12 books in 12 months. Well, how am I doing so far? If you've been paying attention and following on with my book reviews, you know I've already read four books this year and I am about three quarters through the fifth one. I've fallen off a little bit in recent weeks, but we're getting there and we're on track to hit those 12 books this year. What the lessons I learned from this one? Well, time management is key here. Maybe scheduling some dedicated reading time each day or swapping some screen time for some quality book time would maybe be a bit more efficient in the reading. Goal number six, mastering the art of needs versus wants. So let's talk about the bane of many people, a budget, right? Impulse purchases, those shiny new gadgets or trendy clothes that whisper sweet nothings into our ears at the shopping center. Well, did I transform into a beacon of fiscal responsibility? Well, let's just say my bank account might tell a slightly different story. There were a few victories, don't get me wrong, resistant to urged by that just because thing, but there were also some weak moments. For example, going to a card show was probably a bad idea because I ended up spending more money than I intended to. So what lessons have I learned? Well, out of sight, out of mind, and out of wallet. Maybe unsubscribing from some of those tempting email lists or just leaving the credit card at home would be some wise moves to avoid spending more money than I need to. Goal number seven, ditching the fizzy frenzy, especially my fucking wings, my Red Bull. We all have our vices, and mine comes in a tall can with a sugary kick. The goal is, or was, to slash my Red Bull consumption and, replace it with some healthier options. So, did I become a champion of hydration? Well, this one's a mixed bag. It's not quite a total victory, but definitely a valiant effort. So, although I haven't fully cut back on my Red Bull, I've had moments where I've not had one for a while. And more importantly, though, I think my water consumption has definitely gone up. So there's some things that are going right for me. But what lessons have I learned here? Well, I just need to find some more healthy alternatives that are tasty and give me the same flavor. Sparkling water ain't for me, but maybe just having more water just around me makes me drink it more. So need to keep that up and keep water as the most accessible option. Goal number eight, taming that time monster. So let's address the struggle that plagues us all: calendar and diary domination. My intention this year was to write in my diary or planner, schedule, or whatever you want to call it, every day, do a bit of reflection, and then also use my digital calendar more effectively to schedule some time, plan my day better. And I think I had a very strong start to the year, but my calendar and diary are still under construction. There are moments of brilliance color-coded schedules, meticulously planned to-do lists. But there were also weeks where everything kind of just merged together. I didn't sit down and write my reflections, and the days just turned into weeks, you know? That's just what happened there. So what lessons have I learned? Well, I've done some good experimenting, and you just need to find a system that works for you. So maybe something like bullet journaling or having some apps and reminders. For some people, it might be good old-fashioned paper planners. That could be the key to taming that time monster. I think for me, it's just about consistency. I just need to keep doing what I was doing, and it'll go really well. The funny thing is, I might need to schedule time into scheduling time. It's a bit mad, really. Some sort of scheduling inception. Anyway, guys, there you have it. That's my Q1 goal review. I had about 8 goals. We're a quarter of the way through the year. Done well with some. Kind of fallen with some. Remember, even if you didn't crush every single goal, that's absolutely okay. The key is to learn from the experience, adjust your approach, and just keep pushing forwards. Don't let setbacks derail your progress. The great thing, or the beauty of quarterly reviews, it's that it's a chance to course correct. You need to refine your strategies, celebrate your wins, and remember, achieving goals is a marathon, not a sprint. So now let's hear from you. Share your Q1 triumphs and challenges in the comments below. Did you slay your goals, or did you fall victim to the procrastination monster? Let's learn from each other. Keep on rocking those goals. Until next time, keep it real, keep it moving, and keep on conquering. Take care, guys. Goodbye.